June 2, 1921 and coming upon earth, Jesus said almost nothing or very little about his will. I was feeling very oppressed because I was told that they wanted to pray and all that my sweet Jesus had manifested to me about his most holy will. My distress was such that I also felt restless. And my sweet Jesus said to me in my interior, "Do you want to arbitrate yourself? That's a good one. Just because a teacher has chosen to dictate his doctrine to one pupil, this doctrine and the good which can be done through it cannot be made public. This would be absurd, and would sadden the teacher. And then, there is nothing about you, it is all my doctrine. You have been nothing but a clerk. And just because I have chosen you, you would want to bury my teachings and therefore also my glory?" But with all this, I felt restless. And my always lovable Jesus, coming out from within my interior, placed his arm around my neck, and holding me tightly, told me, "My beloved daughter, calm yourself, and make your Jesus content. And I, my love, this sacrifice is too hard. At the mere thought that all that passed between you and me has to come out, I feel I am dying and my heart cracks for the pain. If I wrote, it was only to obey and for fear that you might be displeased. And now look into what a maze obedience is throwing me. My life, have pity on me, and put your holy hand in this. And Jesus, my daughter, if I want this sacrifice, you must be ready to make it, you must deny me nothing. Now, you must know that, in coming upon earth, I came to manifest my celestial doctrine, to make known my humanity, my fatherland, and the order which the creature had to maintain in order to reach heaven, in a word, the gospel. But I said almost nothing or very little about my will. I almost passed over it, only making them understand that the thing which I cared the most was the will of my Father. I said almost nothing about its qualities, about its height and greatness, and about the great goods which the creature receives by living in my volition, because the creature was too much of an infant in celestial things, and would have understood nothing. I just taught her to pray, "Fiat voluntas tua, sicut in coelo et in terra," so that she might dispose herself to know this will of mine in order to love it, to do it, and therefore receive the gifts it contains. Now, that which I was to do at that time, the teachings about my will which I was to give to all, I have given to you. So, making them known is nothing but making up for what I myself was to do while on earth as the fulfillment of my coming. Don't you want me, then, to fulfill the purpose of my coming upon earth? Therefore, let me do. I will watch over everything and dispose everything, and you, follow me and be at peace.